The Queen of Spain and the Bold MacLean, A Ballad of the Sound of Mull, 1588. Written by Andrew Lang. The Queen of Spain had an ill-guid man. The carle was old and grey. She had keeked in the glass at Halloween, a better chance to spay. She's kammit out her long black hair that fell below her knee. She's ta'en the apple in her hand to see what she might see. Then first she saw her ain fair face, and then the glass grew white, and syne as black as the mouth o' hell, or the sky on a winter night. But last she saw the bonniest man that ever her eyes had seen. His hair was gold, and his eyes were grey, and his plaid was red and green. "Oh, the Spanish men are unco black and unco blate," she said, "and they wear their mantles swart and side, no the bonny green and red. Oh, where shall I find sic a man? That is the man for me. She has filled a ship with the good red gold, and she has ta'en the sea. And she's sailed west, and she's sailed east, and many a man she's seen, but never the man with the hair of gold and the plaid of red and green. And she's sailed east, and she's sailed west, till she came to a narrow sea. The water ran like a river in spate, and the hills were wondrous hee. And there she spied a bonny bay, and houses on the strand. And there the man in red came rowing frae the land. Says, 'Welcome here, ye bonny maid, ye're welcome here for me. Are ye the lady of Merry Elfland, or the queen of some fair country? Or the queen of some far country? I am na the lady of fair Elfland, but I am the queen of Spain.' He's louted low and kissed her hand, says, 'They call me the MacLean.' 'Then it's a' for the eightfold love of thee that I hae sailed the fame.' 'But, oh, and alas,' he answered her, 'for I hae a wife at hame. Ye maun cast her into a massy moor, or away on a tight-swept isle.' 'But, och, and alas,' he answered her, 'for my wife's o' the blood of Argyle.' Oh, they twa sat, and they twa grat, and made their weary man, till MacLean is ridden to Dort Castle, and left the queen her lane. His wife was a Campbell, fair and fause. Says, 'Lachlan, where are ye been?' 'Oh, I ha' been at Tobermory, and kissed the hand o' a queen.' 'Oh, we maun send the queen a stag, and grouse for her perpine, and we'll send her a cask o' the usquebaugh, and a butt o' the red French wine.' 'She has put a balm in the claret butt, and eke a burning low. She has sent them away with her little foot page that cam from the Black Laco.' The morn MacLean rade forth to see the last blink o' his queen. There stood her ship in the harbour good, upon the water green. But there cam a crash like a thunderclap, and a cloud on the water green. The bonny ship in flinders flew, and drowned was the bonny queen. MacLean, he spare it nor good nor bad, his skean dove he's ta'en, and he's cut at the throat to that false foot page, and sundered his white house bane." The end.